Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shkoam, Daf Chof Bei Shkoam 22. So today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara says, Ivaria Tamid Nitanin Mechatzi Kevesh Uamata, that the limbs of the daily offering were placed on half of the ramp and below. Basically, the Kohanim that merited to, through a lottery, to take up the limbs of the daily offering onto the altar, they used to place him on the ramp, and then they would go to the Lishkas Hagazis to recite the Shema, and afterwards they would come and they would bring them up onto the altar. So there was a specific place where they used to put the limbs of the daily offering on the ramp, because sometimes they would be delayed with the burning of the limbs until the time of Musaf, and they needed to have a specific recognition that they wouldn't make a mistake and somehow burn the Musaf before the Tamid. So the ramp of the altar stood to the southern part of the altar, and its length was 32 amos, and its width was 16 amos. And so in the corner of the altar, there were horns that were each one amma by one amma, and the amma between each horn was called, the space between the horns was called the Karkov HaMizbeach. So the limbs of the Karban Tamid were placed on half of the ramp and below. And they were Bimarav, and they were on the western part of the ramp, on the 8 amos on the western part of the 16 amos ramp, of the 16 amos width, they were on the 8 amos of the western part. And shal musafim, but the limbs of the musaf, so as not to confuse them, they were nitan, and they were placed mechatzi kevesh u'mata. They were placed on half the ramp and below, but they were placed b'mizruch, they were placed on the eastern side. And shal rashi chadashim, the limbs of the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, they were nitanin al karkov hamizbech ulmalin. They were placed on the karkov of the altar. That means between the horns of the altar. Then the Mishnah goes on in this last daf of Maseches Shkolim. The Mishnah goes on to discuss the obligation of the Shkolim that everybody would do. So the Mishnah tells us Hashkolim Vahabikurim Eina Nohagin Elabifnei Abayis. The Mishnah tells us that the obligation of every Jew to give a half shekel, every male above the age of 20, that obligation, and also the obligation of Bikurim, that when a person sees a new fruit growing in their field, they're supposed to tie a knot around it and say, this is for Bikurim, Eina Nohagin Elabifnei Abayis. This obligation is only when the temple was standing, because the purpose of the Shkolim was for the purpose of the communal offerings. And so since there's no temple anymore, why would you separate the Shkolim anymore? And the Bikurim are also, what did you do with the Bikurim? You needed to bring them before the altar and wave them, and then bring them as Beach. And it's not Shayach, it's not necessary when the temple is not standing anymore. Of a Meiser Dagon, but the Meiser Dagon, this refers to the Meiser Rishon, the separation of the tithes, and Meiser Sheni, the separation that you would bring up to Jerusalem to eat, and the Meiser Ani, the separation of the tithe for the poor, or Meiser Behemo, Bechoros, and the tithe for the animals, the tithe of the animals, and the firstborn. These are Nohagim Be Befnei Abayis, Ubeim Shalom Befnei Abayis. These have the practice of being applicable whether they are in the time when the temple is standing or whether the temple is not standing. Meaning to say, even when there's no temple standing, then we're still going to have to do Meiser Dagon, the separation of the tithe of the grains. And the reason is because the sanctification of the land is no longer, is not nullified. And so therefore, and since we say the Meiser Behema, the Meiser of the animal of the tithe, is compared to Meiser Dagon, is compared to the Meiser of the grain and firstborn. And so therefore it's going, and the firstborn is sanctified from the womb. Therefore we're going to say it's still applicable today. That's the law from our Mishnah. However, what is the halacha with respect to these matters? So the halacha with respect to these matters, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shkolim, chapter 1, Halacha Ches, that the Shkolim are not applicable today because the temple is not standing. And the time when the temple is standing, then you have to give a half shekel, whether it's in the land of Israel or outside the land of Israel. And in the time that the temple is and a time that the temple is destroyed, then even in the land of Israel, it's not applicable. So that is what the Rambam writes. What about with respect to Bikurim, the first fruit? So it is a positive biblical commandment to bring the first fruits to the temple, but that's only going to be practical or possible when the temple is standing. And so the Rambam writes in laws of Bikurim, chapter 2, Halacha Aleph, that today that's no longer applicable. So since it says Reishis Bikurei Ad Mascha, Tavi Beis Hashem Olkecha, we don't have a house of Hashem to bring them to anymore, and so therefore it's not applicable. However, what do we say with respect to Trumos and Maisros? When it comes to the tithes, here we say that Trumas and Maisros ain't a nohagim in a Torah. They're not practiced from the Torah, except in the land of Israel. But here, even when there's no temple standing. However, the Radvaz writes that that's only specifically if most of the Jewish people are living on it. But if most of the Jewish people are living on it, the Radvaz says it's not going to be applicable. The Meister Behema, what about the obligation to separate a tenth animal? So that applies, and our Mishnah says, Noeg Ba'aretz, B'chutz La'aretz, whether or not there's a temple standing, the laws of Meister Behema applies. However, the Chachamim prohibited this. Chachamim say, you're not allowed to do Meister Behema nowadays because since there's no temple standing, it's a decree. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with this animal? And you're going to come to a prohibition. Maybe you're going to eat it when you're not allowed to, shchitas kodshim mechutz, slaughtering a sacred animal outside the temple. And so therefore, the rabbis instituted that even though it's biblically applicable, we shouldn't do this separation of Meiser Behema today. We thank Hashem for giving us the strength to complete the podcast for Maseches Shkalim.